Here's a video of remote server management tools, and today we will use these to manage a nano server machine. First, let's create a connection to the nano server machine by providing its IP address and credentials. Once the connection is established, you can see a quick overview of the server properties here on the top and the other tools available for remote management. There is a restart and shutdown button on the top to power cycle the machine. Clicking on All Settings link gives you access to other system properties, such as general hardware information. Here we can see that we're connected to a nano server machine. You can use the computer identification tool to change the name of the machine or the workgroup and domain membership. Users tool enables you to add users to administrator group. The network tool here can be used to take a look at or configure network settings on the nano server. There are four performance tools. The first one shows the overall CPU utilization. The next one can be used to look at the network performance on the nano server. The memory graph shows the memory consumption on the machine. And disk metrics, which are turned off by default, can be enabled to look at the disk performance. Using remote management tools, you can also see the list of processes running on the machine. You can right-click on a specific process to end the process or create a process dump. The dump file can then be copied on the local machine for debugging. Run process allows you to create a new process on the remote machine. And here, you can add more columns to the list of processes to see additional properties. The Services tool shows the list of services and their status. You can also right-click on a service to see the applicable actions against that service. Using the Registry Editor tool, you can browse through the registry keys on the system. You can also use this tool to modify registry keys and values. Next, this shows the list of roles and features available on the server. Remote server management tools also include a PowerShell console. The session is connected to a remote run space on Nano Server. This console also features show command. You can browse through the modules available on the machine or select a commandlet to see the different parameter sets for that commandlet. You can also enter parameter values here and click on run to execute the command. Next, we have Device Manager. You can use this tool to see the set of devices on the Nano Server. You can also select a specific device to take a look at details or perform operations such as enable or disable a device. And lastly, we have Event Viewer. You can use this tool to browse through the logs on the remote machine. You can see the list of events under a specific log. You also have the ability to modify the list by editing the query to a specific date range or a severity level. You can also export a specific event log to your local machine. In this demo today, we showed you how you can use these tools to manage a nano server. Remote server management tools can be used to manage Windows servers from anywhere and any platform.